Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
And the Hall of Famer, Burt Blylevin, joins us right now on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Burt, how you doing? Thank you so much for joining us.
Oh, no problem at all. I'm actually at the ballpark right now getting some coffee. So
nice.
I know I have to be up to talk to you guys.
You know, Burt, before we get into the current Twins and the current Indians, take us back to your career. Obviously, you played a very long time in the majors, Hall of Fame career. And you spent some of that time with the Indians in the early 80s. What are your memories from your time as a player in Cleveland?
I enjoyed my 5 years I was with Cleveland. Really did. It was a lot of fun. You know, we had great teammates. Of course, you know, I came over. We had Lenny Barker in the rotation. We had, Rick Sutcliffe came over. We had a very good starting rotation. And they traded some of these guys away. And all of a sudden, now we had pretty good offense. We didn't have much pitching. So you just couldn't really get it together to where, you know, you look at those clubs, some great names. Julio Franco was there, Mike Hargrove, Toby Hara, you know, Tony Bernazard, Tommy Verizon.
Yeah.
But, you know, some good players. Joe Charbonneau, he was with us, you know. And Corey Snyder, I think, came up in 85, something like that.
Right.
So, yeah, it was a good time. Had a good time.
You know, it's funny. You talk about Len Barker. Obviously, you were on the team in 81 when he pitched a perfect game, and I was talking with him at a charity softball event a couple of years ago, and he told me, I don't know if you remember that day, but he told me he felt terrible going into that game. He said it was one of the hottest days he ever remembers. Do you remember that day?
I do remember that day. I think as a player, that's one of the best games I ever saw pitched. You know, of course, I still picture, I was talking to Bob DiBiasio yesterday. In my mind, I can still see Rick Manning making that final catch against the Toronto Blue Jays to have Lenny pitch that perfect game. And I know as players, you know, Lenny, of course, is doing a lot of interviews, but we put white towels down as soon as you walk into the clubhouse all the way to his locker and made sure that, we're very, very proud of Lenny that day. Did a great job.
We're talking with Twins TV analyst, longtime Major Leaguer, Hall of Famer, Burt Blylevin is with us. Burt, when you see, you pitched a lot of the younger fans won't be able to wrap their head around this, but you pitched 242 complete games, including a Major League leading 24 in 1985 between the Twins and the Indians. When you see today, you know, how the game is played, not necessarily a knock on the pitchers, because I'm sure a lot of the pitchers would like to go deeper. Is it hard to wrap your head around it when you see openers and all the different relief pitchers being recycled in? Do you like it? Even though it's so different?
No, I don't like it. I don't like the pitch count. I'm still waiting for the first guy to actually blow up when he throws his 101st pitch. But you can't put everybody under one hat. You know, the Justin Verlanders, the guys like that, they're going to throw 120. You know, Corey Kluber, when he's healthy, and, you know, he's a guy that can go, you know, more than 100. But, you know, back when I pitched, and don't want to go back too far, but we pitched every fourth day, you know, and you're expected to go 9 innings. I had 60 shutouts. And, you know, if you're the ace of the ball club, you want to pitch a shutout because it makes that pitcher and the bullpen, first of all, they get a day off, makes that pitcher the next day that much better. So it's just a matter, that's the way we were conditioned, mindset. I believe these pitchers today are bigger and stronger than probably we were, but they're conditioned from day one once they sign that, you know, pitch count. And in the minor leagues, they don't allow them to pitch more than, say, 140, 150 innings. How are you supposed to pitch 200 innings at the big league level? It's a different game. The analytic part, I understand that, all the shifts. But, you know, at the Hall of Fame last year, I talked to Wade Boggs about that. And I said, what do you think about all the shifts? He said, Bert, they're going to continue until hitters adjust. We saw Bauer last night's ball game, lay the ball down the third baseline. You know, you get on base that way. And I think, you know, that's what hitters have to do to adjust to the shifts.
Bert, let's talk about this year's Twins team because they're on record pace for home runs. This offense has been tremendous so far this season. Are you surprised they've had this much success?
Well, you know, what happened is over the winter, Thad Levine and Derek Balvey went out, and I think with Joe Mauer's contract eliminated from $23 million, they were able to go out and get a Nelson Cruz, a C.J. Crone, and also Jonathan Scope. And then all of a sudden, late in spring training, we got Marvin Gonzalez. All those four guys have really helped a lot, I think, with their professionalism, their experience that they've had over the years of going out there and being healthy and contributing. And they're all four guys I mentioned right there are home run hitters. Now all of a sudden you stick in a Miguel Sano or a Byron Buxton and Mitch Garver's having a very good year behind the plate along with Jason Castro. It's a fun ball club to watch. We didn't play very good last night. The Indians, we got to find a way to get Lindor out. That little guy, is a pest.
Well, it's funny, Bert, because obviously the Indians lineup has been hideous this year, but they've played well in these two games with the Twins, for the first time in a while. But, yeah, Lindor is the one guy on this team, man. When he's rolling, he's about as hard it is to get out anybody in baseball.
Well, to me, he's a guy that you build around. There's certain guys, maybe two or three guys in your ball club. Of course, you guys are hurt by, I'm sad to say what happened to Carlos Carrasco. And,
yep.
Our prayers are with him and his family that he recovers well. But, when you got the starting staff that you guys had coming into spring training, you look at the Cleveland Indians, they're going to be tough. But offensively, it just hasn't clicked yet. But over the last couple of nights, they played well.
We're talking with a Hall of Famer, Bert Blylevin, now Twins TV analyst. Bert, I got to ask you about Williams Astudillo. This guy is – I don't know if a lot of fans here know about this guy. Dustin, this guy's an amazing story. He was in the minors for a long time. So far in the majors since last year, he has 210 plate appearances. And in an era where it seems like every plate appearance is a hit, is a home run, a walk, or a strikeout, he does none of those, Bert. He has 5 homers, 4 walks, and 6 strikeouts. That's it in 210 plate appearances. And just the way he looks, it's kind of – he's a fun guy. He's got to be a fun guy to root for.
He really is. He's a guy that can play multi-positions, too, and I think we're seeing that in the game of baseball now. It's not just one guy on the bench that can only play, say, first or backup catcher. With the Twins, he can play left field. He has played the outfield. He's played third base. He's caught. You could probably put him anywhere on that diamond, and he'd do a pretty good job. He's a good bench player right now for Rocco Baldelli and the Minnesota Twins.
We're talking with Hall of Famer Bert Blylevin. Bert, you mentioned Carlos Carrasco before and the scary stuff that's going on with him, and we don't know the full extent of it yet. But, we're used to injuries in baseball, arms, elbows, legs, whatever it may be. But when a player has a situation like this where it's not a baseball injury, it's something beyond baseball, how do you think that affects a team, dealing with that? Because obviously these guys, you played for over 20 years, guys are brothers, and how tough is it dealing with this as a team when there's a situation of this nature?
Well, my roommate for about 4 years was Danny Thompson with the Minnesota Twins in the early 70s, and we actually got traded together in 1976 to the Texas Rangers, and he stayed with me that last month because both our families had gone home for school with the kids, and Danny passed away in December of leukemia in 1976, and of course, it affects, everybody because it's like, your brothers, your family during the season. And to get traded with him was an honor. Danny Thompson is still always on my mind about the battler he was and the way he went about his life. It ended so shortly, but there's so many people out there and kids out there that are fighting so many diseases. And God works in mysterious ways, but sometimes when you leave, like Danny did, it affects so many people that it's always in the back of your mind if you love the man and you respect, that individual. It's like losing your parents. My mom and dad are gone, but I think about them often. I think about all the positive things that they instilled in me.
Bert, your guy going tonight, Barrios, is phenomenal young talent. How good is this guy, and how good can he be?
He can be really good. Jose's 25 now, and he's in his fourth season with the Twins, and he's the ace right now. Jake Odorizzi's pitched well, best ERA in the American League, but I think if you look at a guy that hopefully will end a two-game losing streak for the Twins tonight, they got the right guy in the mound. He attacks the strike zone. He works quick. He throws strikes. He's aggressive. He's got a big breaking ball, but he realizes that his fastball isn't bread and butter.
We're talking with Hall of Famer Bert Blyleven. Bert, the Twins were connected somewhat with, you know, you talked about them spending in the offseason. They were connected somewhat with Craig Kimbrell, who signed with the Cubs last night, or officially today, I guess. But the Twins, at least, you know, watching them from afar, it does seem like they could use, you know, a more solidified closing situation, maybe even another starter. We'll see. Do you expect them to make some moves here?
I think as the summer goes on, there will be opportunities, I think, for the Twins to improve their bullpen. There's not really a closer right now.
Sure.
Blake Parker has had that opportunity. Taylor Rogers has had that opportunity. Trevor May is a guy that might become a closer one day. But I think as they get into maybe July or August, whoever's out there might be someone that the Twins would look at. Kimbrel would have been a nice fit, but I don't think they could have matched what the Cubs offered him,
The
three-year contract with the amount of money that he ended up getting.
Are you surprised how big a lead? I know it's been cut a little the last 2 days, but are you surprised, even with the Indians' injuries, that the Twins have this big a lead in the division?
No, because offensively they're averaging almost 6 runs a game. Well, they've had 114 home runs at a pace to shatter the home run record. There's a lot of professionals on that ball club. Rocco Baldelli has done a great job of getting these guys ready to play, and he's given a lot of guys rest because he's got probably, you know, in a lineup there's 10 guys with the DH. He's got 12 or 13 guys that could probably start on any ball club on a regular basis. So he's mixing it up, giving, you know, guys day off here or there. But when it's all said and done, they know that, you know, hey, yeah, they're 40-20 right now, but, you know, today's a new day, and you hope that they can get back on the winning ways.
It's been a big roller coaster, right, for Byron Buxton. I know he's not in the lineup today. You know, a couple of years, he was a top prospect, and then he struggled. Then at the end of the 2017 season, if I'm remembering correctly, he had a really good, I think, final 6-8 weeks, and then last year was a total disaster. He didn't play well. He was hurt. He's been pretty solid. Where is his confidence level, and where is the team's confidence level in him right now?
He's fun to watch. He is a five-tool player that, if he stays healthy, can put up some great numbers. Stealing bases, the way he plays center field, offensively, you know, if he can hit 260, 270, and I think right now he's into that little fly ball mode sometimes hitters get into, but he's a guy that could, you know, hit a ball, and I know even last night I was watching, he hit a ground ball to Ramirez at third, and it was a bang-bang play at first, and he hit that ball pretty hard. That's how quick he gets out of the box down that line. He's fun to watch. He's a hopefully superstar in the making.
Bert, great to catch up with you. Thank you so much for joining us. It was a pleasure. Enjoy the game tonight, and thanks for stopping by.
Thanks, Bert.
All right, anytime, guys. Thank you very much.
All right, there's a Hall of Famer.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.